and welcome to a very special Contending podcast. My name is Megan McLaughlin. I am co-founder of thecontending.com, and today we're previewing the SCAD Savannah Film Festival, which runs Saturday, October 25th through Saturday, November 1st in Savannah, Georgia. I'm going and I can't wait, and I'm joined right now by two of my red carpet friends who will be there with me in a couple of weeks, Tarsha and Victoria, Tarsha Bush and Victoria Davis. Tarsha, why don't you introduce yourself first?
Hey guys, she just said I'm Tarsha. I am the founder of Grits and Gab, which is an entertainment, it's not a website, but I'm on all socials. And I love to talk about all things entertainment, food, and pop culture.
Great, and then Victoria?
Hi, I'm Victoria. Victoria Davis. I am the features writer and social media producer at Animation World Network. Animation World Network. I can get that out. It's fine. And we cover obviously animation from stop motion, 2D, 3D stuff, to even puppetry and visual effects work. So we try to get our fingers in everything and cover as much as we can.
That's so great. And I love seeing all your interviews and everything to both of you guys. You're like both killing it
Thank
on social
you.
media. So I can't wait to see you guys too in a couple of weeks.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's always a party on the red carpet. We get to do the interviews and then we just talk to each other between the interviews, which is like the best part.
Meg is the best red carpet buddy. We were together at the SCAD TV Fest for the entire 3 or 4 days it was, and it was so much fun. They kept putting us next to each other, and I'm just like, oh, okay, I love this.
I know, when we work together, it's like, they separated us.
I know, I now ask Michelle and Wendy to put Megan next to me on the red carpet, because I don't like to be alone. You were the first person I was next to on the red carpet. I knew not at all what I was doing. It was the first time I'd ever been on a red carpet. And so, yeah, now I'm like, I can't be there without Megan. Otherwise, I feel
insane. You guys are so sweet. I can't wait for this then. This is so much fun already. So the schedule is out now. I am really like, I've been like, Tarsha and I were talking ahead of the podcast about how we've been just like taking it all in. It's a really interesting lineup. There's so many amazing people coming. I was surprised to see Mark Hamill. Like,
I know.
Oh my God, I screamed. I screamed.
I think I was like,
I know. I told a lot of the PR reps, I said, I don't know how I'm going to handle myself if he's on the red carpet. And they were like, you better figure it out. So that's, I'm taking that to mean that he's going to be there.
Oh,
I know. I'm hoping. I mean,
yeah.
Also J-Lo, she better walk that red carpet.
Oh my God. I didn't know that she was going to be there too.
Yes.
I'm worried that the J-Lo situation might be like Demi Moore last year, how they just spoke to house media and then they just whisked her away.
Just to be in the vicinity though of J-Lo, that would be.
I feel like she can't be bothered in Savannah, Georgia to walk down the
slope. Well, Megan got to be on the airplane with Demi last year.
I know.
That was
dog. Did she have her dog?
Yes, she did have her dog. Yes. So maybe I'll fly in with J-Lo. Or fly out with J-Lo this year. That would be great.
I think you should manifest that for you.
Yeah, look, manifest. But yeah, I'm excited about all the... I was wondering, like, just your first impressions of the lineup. What were you excited about? What did you think of the lineup in general?
There are a lot of, like, musts that I have to see. And I have my iPad here because I can't remember. And I took notes and I can't find my notes.
I have the Savannah schedule up on the side of my computer right now because I also am like, I need to look at the list.
Like isn't that terrible?
I don't think that's terrible at all.
The first day, honestly, there's not much that I want to see. I'd even go see E.T. again just to see it.
Oh, hell yes. I was excited about the ET like screening because they have the Q&A afterwards and I'm really interested.
The red carpet time, it's 4:30 and the red carpet is usually at, you know, 5. You have to be there at 5, but
yeah.
My birthday always falls during the film festival and I've gotten lucky the past few years.
When's your birthday?
October 26th.
Mine's
But
the 28th.
I was gonna say, you guys have birthdays near each other. I remember you turning 30 on the red carpet.
Yeah, I did. I got to
Yeah.
interview the DreamWorks people on my 30th birthday
Yeah.
about their 30th anniversary. I'm
Oh,
like, this is
wow.
my dream.
So Coleman Domingo sung Happy Birthday to me last year, and I got a hug. And then I had Aldis Hodge the year before that gave me a hug and told me Happy Birthday. But this year, there's nobody on my birthday I want to see. That's
Oh,
okay. But I do want to see one battle after another. I'm interested in that. And everybody's been telling me I need to see K-pop Demon Hunters. I
you
mean, I know
do.
they're
I
on
need to
Netflix.
see that too.
And it's been
It's
popping
worth
up,
it.
and I know it's like the most popular animated thing on Netflix, but I still haven't seen it. And I do want to go to the John Chu panel, but the Chu panel, but that's sold out. Hopefully, the media can still get in. And then there's the Andre Leon Talley Stylist Forever documentary that has never been released. I went to the exhibit here at the SCAD Museum of Art. When you guys are here, you have to go. You have to go see it. And it'll still be up in Atlanta next year during TV Fest. So I'm excited to see what they have there. But it's spectacular. But unfortunately, those run together. So it's going to be either or. But I would prefer to see John M. Chu and hopefully get a first look at Wicked for Good.
Oh,
And
yeah, I'm excited
then
about that one as
I
well.
really want to see Sinners and Hannah and Miles. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just scrolling through this iPad.
No,
J-Lo,
you're
of course.
fine.
J-Lo, Mark Hamill, Spike Lee. I'm really excited to see Spike Lee. And I hope he walks the red carpet. But right now, off the top of my head and just my little quick scrolling, those are the main people that I really, really want to see. Everybody's like, don't you want to see Miles Teller? I mean, I think he's cool and all, but I'm not like, yeah,
He
I
came
would
a couple
love to
years
see
ago,
him.
right? We saw him a couple years ago,
Yeah,
so
he
we've
was just
already
here.
seen him.
Yeah, he was just here. So, and Frankenstein, I really want to see Frankenstein. And maybe Rick Velarde will show up. Maybe. I
That's a
doubt it, but
surprise. Yeah,
maybe.
that would be nice.
Yeah, so those are the must sees for me, or what I would like to see. So.
I was also very excited about
Yeah, I was gonna.
the ET. Is it my turn now?
Yes, go ahead. Yes, share. What would you, yeah, what would you, what are you excited about?
Pick me, pick me. I think seeing, I've gotten on to like a really weird, like I go through these phases where I just start binge watching certain things. And I went through this phase where I started binge watching all these like puppet films like Labyrinth and The Dark Crystal and everything. And so I am excited to see ET because it just fits right into this weird niche that I've like pulled myself back into. And then also super excited about, I mean, yeah, K-pop Demon Hunters is really exciting. It's funny because it was this like niche animated film that no one really knew how it was gonna do, and it's completely blown up everywhere. It's become one of those things where it's like you just have to see it just so that you know what's going on and why everybody's talking about it. It's really, really good. I really love it. And I've gotten to do a few interviews for it for Animation World Network, which are published on our website if anybody wants to check that
So would that appeal to
out.
somebody who's not into that sort of thing? If you watched it, would it grab my attention?
I think it depends. So it depends on the stuff that you're really into. But like, what I really loved about it outside of just the animation stuff was that the romance story was a bit more kind of classic and sweet and like Sailor Moony. And I think I really liked going back because I think there's a lot of stuff out there that's like, I don't know. I think we don't get a lot of like classic that like kind of enemies to lovers romances as
Oh, I love
much.
that.
And I
Yeah.
really like that you have this kind of really fun dynamic between the two characters. And I think if you're a fan of like old school romance stuff, like even things like old like Audrey Hepburn movies, this
Oh,
kind
wow.
of reminds me of that. And I really like
Wait,
just
K-pop Demon Hunters reminds you of an old Audrey Hepburn movie?
Yes, because you have this
It.
guy, because you have the guy that like is very well versed in this world that this girl is kind of new to and doesn't know much about, and he's been around for a long time. But there's also this kind of like older guy, younger girl, kind of like, okay, grandpa, like you don't know what you're talking about kind of dynamic, which reminds me a little bit of like Funny Face and Roman Holiday. And like, so like, there's just like these really interesting flavors that I picked up on that I don't know if that's what they were going for, but it definitely, like, there's a scene where she like gives him a note that's like, okay, I guess I'll meet you. I still think that you're kind of weird, and I don't know if I like it. Like, I don't know if I want anything to do with you. And he meets up with her, and it's like a save the date card, but he thinks that means like, oh, this is a weird place to pick for a date. He goes, she's like, what are you talking about date? He goes, well, you gave me a note that says date. She's like, oh my God, you're so old. And it's just this really funny, I don't know. There's a lot of points that I guess also where the director Maggie's husband came in and like wrote little lines here and there for the main male protagonist. And you can
Wow.
kind of tell that there are a couple things that might have been written by a man who's been married for a while. And so I just really like, I thought the film really spoke to well to like romance and a genuine kind of organic romance that didn't feel forced and didn't feel. So that's what I think it's
You've
worth
made me
seeing.
want to watch this.
Yeah.
I'm very excited
Me too. I
now.
didn't know there was like a romance story and all. I
Yes.
thought it was like
You
some
should check it
weird
out.
kids
You should
Chips and
definitely.
Dreams. Okay.
I think you should check it out because it's really good. Sorry, Megan, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I have some recommendations because I've seen some films already that I know. I don't know if you've seen like I bet you haven't seen Rosemead with Lucy Liu,
No. Oh.
which I got to see at the Bentonville Film Festival over the summer, and it's really good. I highly recommend if you guys can see it. To see it. I was really
Yeah.
excited that SCAD got it because it's like a true crime story, but it's like this character study too. The Lucy Liu, it's like her best performance. She's so good in it. So
Cool.
I highly recommend that one if you guys are able to see it because it's really good.
Yeah.
This one is on, it's on Halloween at 9:30 in the
I
morning.
know,
I
right?
won't be there on Halloween.
I saw that it was at that time, and I was like, oh, it's so
Yeah.
early, but I might even go see it again if I can because I really, really liked it and I'd like to see it again.
Well, and I won't be there past Halloween, which I'm so, I've got to get back to take my kid trick-or-treating.
Totally get it.
But
Totally get it.
I'll see J-Lo. Am
She
I not gonna get to see her? hasn't. No,
Oh,
she's
she's
the
there on
last
the
she's the last day.
Damn.
Yeah.
So I
I
won't get
know.
to see her, but I also won't get to see, there's all the animated shorts they're showing after I leave on the 30th,
Which
which is
again,
such a bummer.
I
See
wanted to
that.
ask.
That's on the first. That's that morning.
Yep. I will
Oh.
not be there. I'm so bummed. But like, so Snow Bear by Aaron Blaze is showing as one of the animated shorts. And I
Oh.
have been following that project for the last 4 years. Like
Oh my
I'm
God.
so sad that I won't get to be there to see it. But I started working at AWN, and that year, like Aaron's stuff started showing up on my like Instagram feed, and I started following him and just following the Snow Bear journey for the last like 4 or 5 years. So I'm like,
Wow.
of course it's gonna be there
Wow.
when I'm not there. I'm hoping that maybe he makes an appearance like maybe a
Maybe
little
a d
earlier.
couple days early. Yeah.
Maybe.
Hold
Yes, I'm
that thought because I'm
hopeful.
going to get back to your animation. But Tarsha,
Yes, 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 yes.
is there a movie that you've seen that you are would entice people or encourage people to go see?
Sinners, sinners,
Sinners.
sinners.
Yeah.
I love
Sinners.
that movie. I love everything about it. The cinematography is beautiful, and there's the scene where they're in the juke joint, and all of the different music genres just kind of blend together. They go
Yeah.
African dance and blues and rap and all the current. I mean, it's a beautifully shot scene, and I could watch that over and over again. And I love the music. I just love all of the music in that movie. The soundtrack is
The
amazing.
soundtrack is really good. That's one that I could see again too at some point. Like it is such a beauty. I was just talking about how it's so beautifully shot too. The way it's filmed is just incredible.
I've
Wow. A
watched
lot of deep, like
it times.
warm, like sepia
Yeah.
almost tones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's really cool.
Yeah.
I just saw that picture of Haley Seinfeld with her mouth covered in blood, and I was like, well, now I have to see this movie.
Of the films,
The hell is happening?
and Miles that stars in the movie He this is his
He's going to
first
be there
acting
too.
gig. Yes, but this
I'm
is his
excited
first
to see
acting
him.
gig. And he
It's his.
learned how to play the guitar 2 months
Yes.
before he got, I mean, who
He's
does
incredible
that?
in that movie. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. I'm excited that he's going to
Dedication.
be there. Yeah, that's one of those ones.
Yeah, your time out to work with Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler and
Seriously.
Roy Lynn. It's just like, really? Lucky
What a
kid.
cool.
I'm sure he worked for it. He's not lucky, but wow.
So those are the films that you've seen that you're excited for people to see. But are there films that you haven't seen that are like your most anticipated of like of if you can name one?
Frankenstein for me.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I think Frankenstein. I agree that Frankenstein is up there for me. I haven't seen the Don Bluth documentary, and I'm really
I.
interested in seeing it.
What is that one about, actually?
It's just about his. I think it's just about his life
Wait,
and
who is Don
his.
Bluth? Should I know who Don
Who
Bluth
is
is?
Don Bluth? Okay, Land Before Time.
The
Land Before
animator?
Time. Yes, The
Okay.
Rescuers. And then so yeah, Land Before Time, The Rescuers. The
The
American
Rescuer.
Tale, The
Oh my
Rescuers.
gosh.
Yeah,
Oh,
American Tale with
okay.
Feifel.
Oh my
Feifel.
God. Okay,
That's why it's called,
yes.
so it's called Somewhere Out
It's not
There.
a
It's based off of Feifel's song. It is not true crime. It is true heartbreak is what it is.
Okay, I definitely want to see that too.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, The Secret of Nim, he also did.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like
Okay.
so it's about his life, and his movies were so incredibly beautiful and also incredibly like
They're attractive.
we're all a little more broken inside
Yeah.
because we watched his movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's on Saturday. That's like that kicks off at like
I
11
know, I
a.m.
think
on the
I'm missing
25th.
that one.
I
Yeah.
think I'm missing it too if I my flight doesn't get in soon enough, but I begged them. I was like, please send me a screener if I
Yeah,
can't
I'm hopefully
make
they can do
it.
that.
But yeah, that's one that I recommend to people who are there early because that would be cool to
Yeah.
see.
Yeah. Can you speak a little bit too? You were just at the Animation Fest for SCAD. Can you speak a little bit about that?
I got to moderate the Mighty Nein panel, which I like was really like the Critical Role Mighty Nein panel, which I was super excited about. It was the showrunner and then two of the people that did like the animation, like the backgrounds and character designs. That was wild. They've shared a little bit more about the Mighty Nein since doing that panel. They've like teased a little bit more about it, but like that show is like, if people were fans of Vox Machina, they're really gonna like this one, but this is a lot darker. Like, it's a lot
Oh,
darker. It's a
okay.
lot more intense. There was a couple scenes I had to skip through because it was like too much for me. Just
Wow.
a little bit of body horror that I didn't expect and wasn't ready for. That was good. Crunchyroll had some good stuff. So Let's Play is another like anime rom-com that just came out on Crunchyroll. That's really good. I highly recommend that one. We got a sneak peek of Bat Fam, which I think also just showed some stuff at New York Comic Con. I'm trying, and then we had K-pop Demon Hunters was there, of course. And I'm trying to think of, oh, we had the Phineas and Ferb guys there as
I saw
well.
you're a huge fan, or wait, or was it Clarissa at the TV Fest is a huge fan of.
Yes,
Okay,
yeah. I mean, I think everyone to an
everybody's a
extent
huge
is a fan of them and what they do. But yeah, I like Dan Povenmire was such a like I got to see him in the green room before I got on stage for the Crunchyroll one, I think, or I think it was the Crunchyroll one. And I got to talk to him for a little bit, and he's just a genuinely really nice person. Like shared all these like family stories of like raising daughters and like because I was asking for some advice. And it was just, I don't know, just a genuinely nice person. And I think it's cool listening to their stories backstage and on stage and like just seeing that they just genuinely love what they do,
Yeah.
like through and through, whether the cameras are on them or off them, they just really love what they do. That was cool. That was really cool. I'm trying to think of who else. Oh, the we had it was like a whole Batman fandango there because they also had Aztec Batman there
Oh,
as well.
I'm learning so much right now about
Yeah.
anime. Partially
Yeah.
need another genre to get into and to start looking at because I can't keep up with my queue now, so.
Oh yeah, I know. I
Right.
know. I barely make it. Like, I still am getting messages from Wendy, and she's just like, "So when's the?" Because like, she knew I had a bunch of these pieces lined up, and I'm
Yeah.
like, "I'm working through them, Wendy. I'm getting them out as fast as I can."
Oh
Because we,
my
it's
God.
just the animation industry's exploded. It's
Right.
hard to keep up. It's hard to keep
Yeah.
up with it all. But so you have to kind of pick and choose. But yeah, Bat Fam and Aztec Batman were both there, and both very different. This is like a fun little niche thing. Very, very like different projects about the same character, but like on the animation side, they both used rigging very differently. So like Aztec Batman used these like very vibrant 2D animation, just like Batfam, but they used like kind of more limited like they puppeted their characters, and then Aztec Batman did this thing what they call breaking the rig, where they rigged their characters like puppets. But then they added a gazillion different little things that allowed them to move fluidly instead of like puppets. So it's just interesting, two different Batman properties that both used rigs, both used 2D animation, and did it completely differently. So a fun little like niche fact for
So cool. Thank you for sharing that, because I know that I wanted to talk to you about that. So that's awesome.
you.
Okay, so what red carpet appearances are you most looking forward to? Tarsha, I'll start with you.
I would say Spike Lee, Mark Hamill, J Lo, Oh, Tessa Thompson. I really would like to see her. I'm sure there are others, but right now I can't think off the top of my
I
head.
know,
But
because there's so many people like
those
Rose Byrne, Amanda Seyfried.
yes.
I feel like I'm missing people. Well, Miles Keaton.
Yes. Oh, I
Yeah,
definitely
I'm
so
really
many
excited
people.
for him for that one. I think Joel Edgerton.
Yes.
There's
Jeez.
like, yeah, a lot
What
of
about that?
yeah. Hopefully we'll
That's
get it.
so
I'm
cool.
hoping for the dog from Good Boy. I hope he
Yeah,
gets.
I know. I'm
Right?
hoping that people bring, because like I think last year one of my favorite things that I did was I got to ask the guy from Memoir of a Snail to like, because he brought the
Oh,
puppet.
he was
Yeah, and he
everywhere with that
brought
snail.
his little
Yes.
like Grace. Grace was there with
That
him,
was
and I was
so
like, can you
cool.
take her apart for me and then put her back together and like show me what she's made out of and how she works? And
Did
he
he?
did, yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote a whole piece just about
Yeah.
what they used, like the materials they used on that set for the puppets. And the like fun fact about that, this was last year, but fun fact about that was that they used sexual lubricant for
That's
their tears.
right. I forgot about that. I forgot
To
about
make, because they
that.
said that it doesn't dry up as fast as
Yeah.
gel.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, they can cry for longer. I'm like, oh, that's
Okay.
interesting. Yeah.
Okay. A winning
It works
endorsement
though.
there.
Yeah, sexual lubricant. That should be added to their slogan. Like, to be used for intimacy or if you're making a movie, tears.
Tears.
Yeah. And need to cry.
What are you most looking forward to, Victoria, or what red carpet appearance?
I am excited for like Mark Hamill. I'm always excited for all of the big wigs because I don't necessarily like interview them for like a feature story about animation, but I interview each of them and ask them what their favorite animated film is, which is really
Yeah.
fun to hear the responses. Like I like oh my gosh, what's the what was one of the Culkin brothers that was there last
Oh, it was
year?
Kieran.
Kieran Culkin
Kieran
was there
Culkin, yeah.
last year, and just giving, I mean, coming down the line, giving everybody shit and making it so difficult to interview him. And I got to him and I was like, what's your favorite animated film? And he kind of was like, oh, what did he say? He said, Howl's Moving Castle. I said, oh, my daughter's named after that. And he just opened up and he was like, let's talk about our kids. And I'm like,
Yeah.
oh my God, what a gold mine. So it's such
Great.
a fun thing. Oh, and like Daisy Ridley was a big fan of Lilo and Stitch, and I said, "Oh, well, Chris Sanders is here, the director of Lilo and Stitch," and
Yeah.
she
Right.
like genuinely was like, "Wait, really? Where is he?" Like she got so excited. So it was
Yeah.
just fun seeing people's reactions about that. I also am excited. I think all of the panelists for the Pixels and Pencils, like Variety's Pixels and
Yeah.
Pencils panel, I think they're all going on the red carpet. So I'm excited to talk to all of them. like
Cool.
I do every year. So that's fun. Like there's
Yeah.
like the I'm actually I think I'm particularly excited about the like the Little Amelie directors that are going to be there because it's just I don't know, like a niche animated project. I'm always excited about those ones because they're
Well,
always some of the most interesting.
I know I'm also
What about
excited. My thing is I always like the documentary, the Scott Feinberg documentary panel. So I'm always excited
Oh,
for that.
yes.
I always try to see all of the documentaries. I've only seen maybe one so far, so I've got to
And
catch up
you're
on.
not, I can't believe you're not going to be there to see the Don Bluth one. Like, this is like right up your
I
alley.
know, I know, I know. I've got to get a screener for that, but
I know. We'll both harass the SCAD people and say,
yeah, we'll
please
harass
send us a
SCAD
screener.
people. Yeah.
I never missed the Behind Their Lens panel. It used to be called Behind Her, but they changed it this year to Behind There, but it's still an all
All
woman panel
women's.
for the producers because I am a producer. So I
Yeah.
also attend that panel every year. Just it's so great to hear from them. And then they have another panel this year of the women directors again. So I saw Eva Longoria a year before last, and then last year there was another panel that I couldn't get in for whatever reason, but I'm hoping to get into those again. And I did,
Yeah.
believe it or not, I bought a ticket today because everything is sold out, but I bought a ticket today. I don't know how they were left for the Mariska Hargitay documentary, even though I've already seen it on HBO or wherever it is. I'm sorry if it's not HBO, but just to be there and see her, talk
Yeah.
about film and the panel and everything. So I'm really excited to get that. So I'll be sitting in there as media or as me, but I'm going to be in that panel.
Oh, that's
I'm looking
great.
at the Behind Their Lens, like it's pretty stacked. They've got so like they actually do have some women that did the animated film Wendell and Wild, which is a stop motion film that's very, Oh,
very
cool.
I really liked it. They also have Deborah Hayward who did Bridget Jones's Diary. I don't know, just
Have
cool
heavy hitter.
things like that.
They always do. They always do.
So cool. So cool.
Hey
Yeah.
Meg, did you notice that a lot of the films this year, a lot are in a foreign language with subtitles? There's Persian,
Oh, but it's
Danish,
the
French.
accident one. It was an accident, or is that, am I getting this wrong? I'm like mixing things up. I didn't notice that though. That's really interesting.
If you go through and look, there is so, and it's different languages this time. I mean, there's Syrian, there's Persian, there's
Interesting.
Spanish and French. There's a lot of movies in different languages. And there's one movie that's presented in like five or six different languages with subtitles. And then, of course, there's a few that are Korean, because of some of the panelists. But I just thought that was really interesting this year. This is the first time that they've had such a wide mix of subtitled films and a variety of languages, which I think is pretty cool.
Hamnet
Yeah.
is one of those, I think.
Yes.
Oh, I guess. Well, Hamnet. I think Hamnet was in. I can't remember. I've seen
TIFF,
it.
I think.
Yeah, and
Were you
it
at
was.
TIFF?
I was at Telluride, but I don't think it had. I don't think it had.
Oh.
I don't think it had subtitles or
This
anything.
one, it doesn't. I'm looking
Oh.
at it right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say if it did, I don't remember. I'm like, were they speaking in a different language and I wasn't paying attention? No, I don't think they were in different languages.
They had it was
There was.
the old like Shakespearean, but then they had subtitles, I believe, for like I
Was
it
it
was
the other
interesting,
Hamlet?
right?
Was it the other Hamlet?
There's a lot of Ham it might have been.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Hamlet films that just randomly came out this year,
Yes, because there
which is
might have
so
been one for the
interesting.
other one. Yeah, because I,
Yeah,
but Hamnet,
maybe.
I don't believe. I was like, now I'm like
It
questioning
was
my
it just the
entire.
old Shakespearean that it focused? I think somebody was also complaining about it because they were just like, nobody understands this anyway. We need subtitles just for this. Which I'm like, that's fair. That's true. Especially if you don't have a lot of like contextual like understanding of what's going on.
Yeah, you're right. Hamnet is fantastic, by the way. It's really good. It's
Okay.
like one of I
Well,
highly recommend
Meg, who are you excited to see?
J-Lo. I just want to see if I could
With
just
a
be told
sigh, you say that.
J-Lo. I just my mom's
J-Lo.
like, oh, like what if you don't get to see her? Or like what if she's like I'm like, I don't even care if it doesn't live up to my expectations. It's J-Lo. I will be, even though I have seen her, like, when I was at the Golden Globes, she was up like on a platform and I saw her in her pink dress. And so, but I didn't get close to them. She walked by me, which was enough. But I'm like, to be in the presence of Jennifer Lopez.
Right there.
Yeah, I just, it'll, I hope she does the red carpet. Or if I share a plane ride with her, maybe that
Have a
might get
feeling she's
choked up.
flying a
She's,
private plane or something.
oh,
I don't
she's
know.
definitely got like a, maybe I need a ride home and she'll give me a ride home. But yeah, that's probably the one I'm most looking forward to. But is there anything else before we wrap up? Is there anything else that you wanted to say about the SCAD Film Festival or anything else you're looking forward to?
Looking forward to seeing friends. It's just like it's a reunion every
I
year. I mean,
know. Yeah, it is.
out
It's like
very
a family.
positive, but I'm also excited just to see everybody. You know, I've made a lot of great friends on the red carpet at this event and others, and it's just cool to see everybody. And it's just like no time has passed when you see everyone.
Yeah, I agree. How about you,
Yeah.
Victoria?
One of like kind of a niche community thing, like speaking of like getting to see people that feel like family. There's a, I think, I don't think you get to see the whole film, but there's a first look of In Your Dreams, which is an animated film, but it's inspired by the director's time living in Minnesota and like living in the Midwest. And so if anybody is attending the SCAD Film Festival that's from the Midwest, they have to go check out the first look of this film because it's like being transported to Minnesota in the fall.
Oh,
And it's,
I've
it
never been
is
to Minnesota in the
glorious.
fall, but I want to go, so I'm gonna
Well,
have to.
go see the
Yeah.
first look if you've never been to Minnesota
Yes.
in the fall. Get to like
Yeah.
get, go see how the other half of the
Last state.
states live.
Great. Okay, so as we're wrapping up, let's reintroduce ourselves. So, Tarsha, where can we find you on everywhere online?
Am on all social platforms at Grits and Gab. That's an ampersand, Grits and Gab. And I also have a YouTube channel, so please find me there. I have a link tree on my Instagram, so you can go there and find everything from there.
Great. And then Victoria?
I am Victoria Davis D on Instagram, and you can also find me on Twitter. I'm never X. I'm never on there though. And then Facebook, you can also find me. And then Animation World Network is also like the publication that I write for. We are on all social platforms. So those are the places to look for me. Oh, I'm also on TikTok, which is a new experience for me. So
Yeah,
yeah, Victoria
same.
Davis D on there
Yeah.
too.
Great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I can't wait to see you guys in a couple weeks, and I can't wait for the
Exciting.
SCAD Savannah Film Festival another year. So
Yay.
we'll see you soon.
So
See
excited to
ya.
see you both. Thank
Bye.
you, Megan, for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Bye.